quirky sundries store, American Science and Surplus, launched a fundraiser late last month as a last-ditch effort to save the store. Thousands of supporters have given to save the 88-year-old retailer.
American Science and Surplus, with its eclectic mix of odds and ends, ranging from telescopes to tactical sporks to Romanian army gas masks, has three locations in Wisconsin and Illinois.
Its biggest location is in the south side of Milwaukee. That store has been open since the 1980s. Fans see it as a local institution, but it's facing some financial challenges. Like a lot of retailers, competition from chains and online stores has cut into sales, and the store faces a short-term expense with the need to find new warehouse space.
Last month, owner Patrick Meyer created a GoFundMe page to raise funds to keep the business afloat. In less than 3 weeks, the company has raised more than $160,000 to cover moving costs and to update the store's website. Patrick's goal is to raise $200,000.
Patrick Meyer joins us now for a look at the past, present, and future of American Science and Surplus. Patrick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks for having me.
For people who haven't been into the store, can you walk us through the doors of American Science and Surplus in Milwaukee? What are we going to see?
It's a hodgepodge, mishmash of all different kinds of gadgets and gear and DIY stuff and STEM-related science projects. And there's teacher stuff. There's military surplus. We've got a little bit of everything and not a lot of any one thing.
And can you give us the origin story of American Science and Surplus? Got quite a history.
The company was founded about 88 years ago by our original owner, the Liebers, who were digging through a dumpster in the back of a warehouse and discovered some lenses and decided to throw them up in Popular Science magazine. They went over real well, and that's how the surplus end of things began. They kept collecting and collecting and collecting. Early 40s, we opened up a store on the northwest side of Chicago. That kept growing in popularity, and in the early 80s, we opened our Wisconsin store. Also opened up our third store in Geneva in the early 90s, so that's kind of how it came about.
Now, there's something about this store that captured your attention at 16 to the point where you eventually became the owner. And this is something I hear from your customers, from people in the Milwaukee community. I assume the same is true in the Illinois stores. People feel a connection with this. What is that about? What is bringing people like you and so many others to make this a long-term experience?
Well, it's kind of like what you just said. It's part of a community. It's a bigger than just being a store. Employees, they really create a fun atmosphere, and they help with projects. The customers, who we call our SERPies, the SERPies help us with projects. They help us help other customers. There's a big DIY community. You know, because we're so family oriented, it's generational. You know, parents bring their kids, then their kids bring their kids. It's just been a long-standing love affair with our customers. They participate. They don't just, you know, they just don't come in and shop. They participate in helping each other discover, you know, whatever project that they're into, whether it's DIY or whether it's STEM or, you know, maybe it's a science fair project. Maybe it's for Halloween. They're making a Halloween decoration. A lot of times in the store, you'll see customers talking to other customers about their projects and helping each other out. And it's really a community.
We are talking about the American Science and Surplus stores in Milwaukee and Illinois. Patrick Meyer is with us, longtime employee, now owner of American Science and Surplus since 2012. Challenges facing the store, though. And Patrick, now you've got this GoFundMe aimed at supporting the store. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the headwinds that have put you in this position?
We ran into some financial troubles after COVID. It's been kind of a consistent downward trend for us a little bit. We were hoping by making some changes to our website and doing some different events at the stores, we could really, you know, bring folks back in. But it became difficult after COVID. People got used to ordering online and ordering on Amazon. You know, the online part of the business we did well during COVID, but as COVID kind of wound down, then so did our online business. And then at the time, the stores were still pretty closed. And it took them a long time to recoup. And in the meantime, it put us kind of in a financial bind. And towards the end of last year, we didn't have a particularly good year last year. So we decided that we needed to move the warehouse. We've lost our lease and we need to move the warehouse. And that's like step one. And we didn't have the cash flow to do so. So we've asked our Serpy community to try and help us out. And so you know, more generations can experience American Science and Surplus and be part of that community.
Now, you put up this GoFundMe with all everything you just mentioned in mind. What kind of response did you get from your supporters?
It was incredible. I can't thank people enough. They've really gone above and beyond what I was expecting. But, you know, we didn't have really any expectations. I didn't know what to compare it to. Over 3,000 people have donated to it. And I couldn't thank him anymore. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk about because having people care that much about the business that that you've built, the community that we've built together, it's difficult to talk about sometimes. But it's just been incredible the support that we've received, both verbally, you know, in the retail stores. Milwaukee has done really well since we started the GoFundMe. They've had a lot of people just come in and purchase stuff, or they wanted to donate in person. So they come in and they buy something above and beyond the price that we're asking for it. So I can't thank everybody enough.
Looking through the comments of the people who gave, a common theme I saw came up pretty often was people saying, hey, you know, going here as a kid kind of inspired my interest in science and engineering. Whether or not they went into those fields at all, it was an early exposure to the world of science and technology that obviously for some people stuck with them. Is that something you've seen over the years?
Yeah, it happens a lot. And engineers typically will reach out to us and tell us, you know, that American Science and Surplus has helped them with their career goals. Started off as American Science and Surplus, building something out of the materials and motors and blowers and pumps that we have. Right as this whole thing, as we launched, we got an email from one of our customers who had a tattoo of Jarvis, which is our mascot, on his forearm. And his email message said that, you know, the reason why he got into engineering is because of American Science and Surplus. And then he tattooed our logo on his arm. I can't believe that people really love American Science that much. It shows how much our employees care and how much there is a community out there for people.
Now, American Science and Surplus, you got three of them, right? You can't go to any community in the United States and find another one in the chain. Do you see some value in just having cool, distinct local businesses in a community that you're not really going to find in another place?
I hope so. It's going to be a horrible world if there's just Amazons and Walmarts and Targets for people to shop from. You know, the strip that that we're in Milwaukee has two other small businesses that we hope that people stop by them after they stop by us, kind of thing. It's a, you know, losing a community, losing a local small business is tragic. And some only make it a couple of years, but some have been around a long time. And to have any one of them go out of business and is really tragic. It's kind of the fiber of America is all these small businesses that we were built on small businesses, and to have any of them go out is bad. To have small communities lose something that they grew up with is not good.
Patrick, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, support your local business whenever you can. They would really appreciate it.
Patrick Meyer is the owner of American Science and Surplus. The 88-year-old store has three locations in Wisconsin and Illinois. The biggest store is on Milwaukee's south side. The store recently launched a GoFundMe page to raise funds in order to keep the business afloat. As of this morning, the store has raised more than $169,000 with over 3,000 donations. Their current goal is to raise $200,000.